Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless you. Let us go straight into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you glory and I give you honor. Most of all, God, I thank you for waking us up this morning, God, allowing us to assemble on this line on today. God, I thank you for keeping us from danger, seen and unseen, all throughout the day. Now, Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will have your way on this line. Father God, open up our understanding, God. Open up our ears to hear what you are saying, God. Revelate us and continue to give us knowledge, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And oh, gracious Father, please touch someone's understanding on this line. Deliver, set the captive feet free. God, we plead the blood of Jesus upon this line that every demonic spirit that wants to attach itself will be lead. We cast it out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we give you glory and we give you praise. In Jesus' majestic name we pray. Amen and amen. I greet each of you in the name of Jesus. I thank everyone for tuning in on today. But most of all, I thank you for being patient, knowing that I haven't been on because several things had came up. But God is still good. God is still yet in the blessing business. Amen. And I thank God that I am able to come on today. And I thank God for you all. And I pray that your weekend was great. And as you know, this is the seventh month, the first day, which is just a new beginning. I'm believing God for miracles, blessings, truly an open heaven blessing for his people. Those who have stood, those who have passed the test, those who have believed God for everything, even the impossible things, when you know that nobody could do it but God. Because if that situation wasn't going to be handled by no one else, It had to be handled by God. I just thank God how he brought us all the way from January 1 to July 1. I thank God for that because I am super excited because God is doing new things, even though the enemy tried to come in today, because that is his motive. He will try to come in and distract you, try to get you frustrated and upset. But I've learned, and you have to learn, to take it with a praise. Okay, God, I thank you. The devil, you is not winning this. You is not getting over on me with this situation anymore. But I thank God for what he's doing and about what he is about to take us. And I just also want to encourage you. Everybody is not going where God is getting ready to take you. Some people have to be falling off. Some people have to go. And I also have to say this. Whatever God has given you to do, whether it is a book, whether it is a conference, or anything God has commanded you to do, begin it today. Put it in motion. Put it in function. Do it today. Begin your project, whatever God told you to do. Do it today. Do not let 12 midnight come without you even starting on it. Just write it down on a piece of paper. Just begin it today. Because there is something, I'm telling you, people, God, it's something about this month here that it has shifted. The shift wasn't for everybody. Only for the ones who have stood and believed God for the impossible. That's when you are going to see manifested miracles. They have already started happening for some people I know. The miracles have also came to pass like never before. But, yes, this is the time. This is the season. You have to get in line to do what God has called you to do. Now, with that being said, like I said, I thank each of you for tuning in on today. But I also want you to go to my website, www.faithisthekey47.simplesite.com. Simple site is one word. Simple site, SITE.com. Excuse me. Get on there. Read some words of encouragement. And even if that you are led by God to sow into one of my devotionals, because I have more than devotionals. I have several books. Get in there and get whatever that you need to help your spiritual guidance or whatever you want to bless someone or you just want it for your personal library. I'm telling you, God is rolling. God is moving. Those books that I have written was all by experience and inspiration. Two things, experience and inspiration. Testimonials. And inspiration by God. I never write things that is not of God. Everything I've written, God has ordained me for the write. I have two more projects that God has ordained for me to write, and I have to get on them today. They have been in my mind lingering, the title and all. But today is the day. But I want to encourage you to get on in there and do what God has called you to do. Don't miss your time. Don't miss your season. Don't procrastinate, because that is another thing. God told me the people of God are procrastinating. Don't procrastinate to the point to where you miss what God has called you to do or want you to do. Don't procrastinate. Go after what God has said is yours. This is the month. This is the season. Some people I had to let go, and they was close to my heart. And I was asking God, was he going to rekindle the relationship? And God actually told me, he said, there is a place they have to get to before they can reconnect to you, and vice versa. Because how many know relationships can pull you down to where God has already delivered you from? Come on here, somebody. I don't know who is this for, but whoever that person God has disconnected you from, let it be. Let it go, because God can't work on you while you holding on to them. Come on, somebody, because there is a blessing that God has for us, and this is our season. Hello, man of God. Thank you, Apostle Leje, for tuning in.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. How are you doing?
I'm blessed in you, woman of God.
I'm doing well. I thank God that this is July the 1st. I mean, I've been on a spiritual high. This is the month that everything we've been through, man of God, it was over at 12 midnight for those who have suffered and for those who have believed God. This is not no ordinary prophecy. This is the one where people are going to see manifested miracles in the lives of his people. Not just talking about it anymore. They are going to actually see it. And I just thank God for it. I mean, I've been praising God all day long because I know where I've come from and where some of the people I had before God has been and what they've been through. And for to finally see God moving in their lives is such a blessing. It is such a blessing.
Amen.
Today I want to talk about spiritual depression because, man of God, we have been through a season. We have went through a season where that we come through highs and lows on the spiritual journey. Sometimes we experience bumps on this faith walk, and once that we get through a bump or once that we can't make it over that hurdle, we tend to get depressed and we'll be trying to figure out what's wrong, because there comes a time where you get some blessings here and some blessings will, you know, end. You get a little bit here and you get some that will end. So you're going to open up today. I just want to talk about what are some of the causes of spiritual depression.
Woman of God, we have to understand that as believers, we are going to have a lot of highs and lows. It's not God. It's not God testing. It's just not God testing us, but it's him trusting us with the trials and turmoils of life. A lot of times we get, you know, we spiritually become depressed and we spiritually become defeated because we expect more out of God than what we give, or we expect more out of people than what we should give. We have a lot of times where the enemy is even using folks in this hour, and we get so discombobulated about it. But the Bible tells us that, you know, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and rulers of this dark age. And we allow ourselves to get spiritually depressed because, again, we put people on a pedestal where we put church with Christ. But understand that faith, that is the trying of your faith, that works faith, trying of your faith, that I actually make you grow, because ultimately it's growing pains. Never get to the place where you spiritually get so depressed until while you're in your wilderness experience, while you're in your period of testing, never get to that place where you start cursing God. Never get to that place where you feel like God is not there for you. Bible even tells us that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. He'll be with us even to the end of the world. Some things that make you push you to that point is lack of finances. Sometimes when you're ill in your body, that'll make you spiritually depressed. You know, because some people preach, a lot of churches preach prosperity, but they don't preach tithes. A lot of churches preach about healing, but you don't ever see them cast out no spirit of infirmity. Let me shut up here tonight. But
come on with me.
And, you know, and that's what you have here in this Bible, why people are getting so depressed spiritually, is because they wear it on the T-shirt, but they don't have it tattooed on their heart.
Yes. And, man of God, some people, once they get into this mode of being depressed, they want to be left alone. But it's not good to be left alone, is it?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Not at all, woman of God, because that's when the enemy begins to play with our mind. And that's when,
yes,
you know, we begin to not only doubt God, but we doubt ourselves. You know, woman of God, I've been seeing so much, and I'm
mm-hmm.
talking about some hardcore saved people, sanctified
yes.
and filled with the Holy Ghost. They
yes.
close themselves up so much until the enemy bombard them. You know, I've seen people recently taking their own life, allowing the enemy
oh,
to make them
yes.
take themselves
yes.
out. And
mm-hmm.
it's so sad, woman of God, because when you at that point where you so spiritually, you know, spiritually you're depressed, that's when you need
mm-hmm.
to get around someone who is stronger in the faith. Somebody
yes.
who is not judgmental, because yes, we
mm-hmm.
have a lot of judgmental Christians. They're so spiritual
yes.
until you think they're floating on clouds. But get around somebody who's spiritual
yes,
but will understand and who's stronger than you, because the strong is supposed to bear the infirmities and the issues of the weak. You know, so you have
mm-hmm.
to get around someone.
Yes.
God never says you wasn't allowed to speak to people in the wilderness. What he said
mm-hmm.
And I hate to say it this way, but what we do is we live in a what's the word I'm looking for? We live in such a wilderness experience all our life.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that we have to pull people in to our wilderness
yes.
experience, when really we are allowed to walk out of our wilderness
mm-hmm.
experience. So you have to sometimes, you have to go and you have to get spiritual counsel so that you don't allow the enemy to fully take over. Even the enemy during Jesus' wilderness experience, when he was out
mm-hmm.
and tested Jesus, he went and told Jesus
yes.
about how he felt his father wasn't doing nothing for him. He felt that, you know, there was a big issue, and he felt like he had the right to be defeated. So just like
mm-hmm.
the enemy tested Jesus Christ, he going to test you, but you can't allow
yes.
him to bombard you so heavily where he make you do something either dangerous to yourself or dangerous to your spirituality, because he's going to hit you carnally. But what matters is if you turn it into carnality.
Yes, yes, that is so true. And what's scary, man of God, is some people, they never have a wilderness experience, or they never go through a form of spiritual depression. I don't know if they know how to handle it, or do they know how to counteract it, active without them having to fall into it. I don't know, but that scares me, because number one, we all going to go through something, but your testimony is more powerful if that you will be honest with someone, and so then that way they
yeah.
will know how to come out of it. So what do you say about these people that always walk around acting like they never went through a spiritual depression or oppression experience?
I would tell them, woman of God, that they need to stop operating in that pride and haughtiness, because
yes.
keeping all the information to yourself is not teaching no one else. You know,
yes.
I don't know what it's like to be a crackhead, but I know what it's like to have
exactly.
addiction, and I know what
yes.
it's like to have struggle. And those things
mm-hmm.
that I've struggled with, and those things that
yes.
I was addicted to, I'm able, if
yes.
you ask me, I become an open book. What better
yes.
sacrifice could a Christian give than being a visual aid for somebody else to
mm-hmm.
bless their life and to transform their life? We are missing
mm-hmm.
so many opportunities. We're looking at opportunities as, you know, you want to get saved, you know, Lord
hmm.
Jesus, you're baptized yes. in Jesus' name. But sometimes
mm-hmm.
God will create opportunities for us to backdoor our way in. And
mm-hmm.
when I mean backdoor our way in, he'll create ways for us
yes.
to drive in backwards in the driveway, per se, and explain
mm-hmm.
to people what you've actually been through, explain why they're going through what they're going through, and the solution you found, and then you offer them Jesus. So you have
mm-hmm.
to watch, not, you know, you have to watch being closed-minded, and you got to watch being sheltered, and watch being prideful and haughty, because you could miss the opportunity to get someone set free and saved all at the same time. And saints don't want to tell you the truth anymore, woman of God. They'll think, they'll have you thinking that they've been missions a long time. And I never know that they got like four baby mamas. You don't know. And because you don't know, and because you're, hold on, wait a minute. Why your last name, your child is Leje, and the other one is Carter, and another one is Williams. Oh, that's under the blood. We're not worried about that. No, it's not under the blood. Explain to me how you had an appetite for multiple women and how you were set free from that. And how I could be set free from that, because what you've done can honestly set somebody else free if you actually overcame it.
Yes. Yes, it be. It be. That means a lot, because a person is more respectable of you and more receptive of you if that you would be more honest with them, because I can tell, and I know a lot of people may not want to be transparent because they may feel somebody else would go around and tell it, but you have been delivered. They can't bring that back on you anymore because that is under the blood right there. So it's best to be open with the person, because
that's right.
I know it's a lot of new converts, man, to God, especially when they just gave their life over to Christ. They're going to go through spiritual depression because the enemy is fighting against God regarding their soul. So they are going to be in a spiritual warfare back and forth. That is the perfect time to witness to them about the spiritual desert. And then how that, the enemy is going to come. But, man of God, do you feel like, and I've seen it so many times, there is not a lot of leaders nor mothers of the church or the older men of the church that are undergirding the babes of the church anymore? It's just like they are coming in, they are getting saved, and they are on their own. They don't have anybody to undergird them, to take them under their wings. So what do you say about that?
Woman God, the Bible says we ought to look to the elders. But we can't look to the elders anymore, because the elders are too busy sleeping with the young babes. They're too busy trying to act young. They're too busy trying to do everything else but what they're supposed to do. You know, I was laughing with one of my members the other day. He's 80 years old, and he said, I'm believing God for a wife. I mean, man, come on. You done pulled the trigger three times already.
Oh, my God.
I mean, how much more you need? You should be trying to live the rest of your days out of peace.
That's
you're 80 years old, you looking for the last round. And, it's very important. You know, it's very important that you understand that your singleness could even be an example and could be a blessing to somebody else as an elder. Like the first thing my mother likes to say, my biological mom says all the time, well, I've been celibate for 20 years. And it's true, she's been celibate since my father died. She's never been in the company of a man, both biblically or knowingly. So, that's something she'll tell you. But on the flip side, woman of God, and I can say this because this is my family. This is the way we talk stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She turned around and told me, well, you know, your cousin has been living with me for 3 years and she ain't never got saved. I said, it's because you're not being honest. You're celibate with your body, but you're not celibate with your mouth. You can't expect people to get saved, get sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, or follow you to church, and as soon as you come from church, them unsaved folks hear you gossiping about people on the telephone. Them unsaved people see you doing everything that's contrary to the word of God, and then you looking back, well, they not getting saved. I wouldn't trust you with my salvation either. You know, it's kind of one of them things it's kind of one of them things, woman of God, and it's happening so much. You know, I'll go back to that. It's happening so much. I'm having a council so much 60 and 70-year-old women who fornicating. I'm like, why is that even on your mind? Jesus Christ. Why is that even on your mind? Why is you waiting right now to slip and dip? Out of all times, you don't know if your time are gonna be reset the next day, and you making a decision to do what you want to do. Well, you know, Apostle, you've never been single before. I've never been single before. Well, how I got married?
Yes,
you know, so can't necessarily say that I've never been single before, but I'm like, you know, your children are supposed to be looking up to you, and you,
yes,
every time you look, you got a boyfriend. Woman of God, these elders are out of control.
Somebody out of control. My Lord. At that age, oh Lord Jesus, she'll be trying for to get closer to God. But yeah, I mean, it's hard. It's a funny now, but we need more mothers and dads in the church to look up to. And just like you say, are looking to, you know, satisfy their own personal needs. And that's what makes the other people just go out and just do them things too. Because the first thing they say, oh, just do it and just repent, because God will forgive you. So, man of God, what can you tell a person who is experiencing spiritual depression? Because this is going on a lot in the body of Christ, especially when they don't see the move of God happening in their lives, not knowing that God is really working behind the scenes. So what kind of advice can you give them?
Woman of God, I would simply tell them, be fixed, faithful, and focused. Sometimes the fixing is not going to be comfortable, you know, but God requires us to be faithful, because that is our duty, and that is our responsibility in order to move to heaven. And remain focused, because the moment you get unfocused, you start the process over. And I don't know about anybody else, but if I just got something sold up, I do not want it to re-rupture where I got to deal with it again.
Yes,
you know, so
Lord,
you have to understand that you have to remain fixed, faithful, and focused. Because I guarantee you, in the end, after you finish that struggle, after you finish, you know, that level of depression, and God begins to deal with you, blessings and favor and peace is going to be your portion.
Yes. Thank you, man of God. Our time has been well spent. I'm getting ready to go on my vacation, so I won't be on Thursday, nor the following Monday, but I will click back on Thursday of next week. I solicit everybody's prayers. While that I'm on vacation, I'm going to Canada. So I solicit everybody's prayer, and I pray for each and every one of you that everyone will have a blessed week. Until we meet again, everyone be blessed. And thank you, Apostle AJ.
Amen. Traveling grace.
Thank you. God bless you.